How's everyone? Cold, by the way. Is everyone feeling a bit better now?
Oh yeah, it's all healed. How
Excellent.
about yourselves?
Oh, still coughing, but otherwise fine with me. You
Well,
guys?
I never had it myself, so I was just
Well,
tired after a New Year party.
look over there at Mr. Immune System.
Webcomics Company Podcast. Visit www.webcomics.co.
Hello, and welcome to the Webcomics Company podcast. I am Luke Healy of SwaneeNook.com, and as always, I'm joined by my wonderful, excellent co-hosts, James Spence of GirlsInSpace.co.uk.
Hello.
Luke Searle of LukeSearle.com.
Hello.
And Zoe Kirk Robinson of AllOverTheHouse.net and LifeOfNobTMouse.net.
Nobmouse.net.
Dang it! I almost got all the way through that intro.
You almost got it. It's like walking a tightrope. AllOfTheHouse.net, Nobmouse.net, InkproofCanon.com, and TheWebComicBuilder.com.
Let's just pretend that I said those really correctly, and it went off without a hitch.
Sounds good to me. I'll fix it in the edit.
Oh, that is not happening, I can tell already. so yes, I think that should be our policy in general on the show, is if something goes wrong, pretend it didn't happen.
Excellent.
It's my policy on drawing. If something goes wrong when I'm inking or penciling, it's like, I'll fix it on the computer, it'll be fine.
Do you ever fix it on the computer? Because I know I don't.
Sometimes.
I look
it
at my
depends. Depends if it's fixable, I suppose.
Yeah, there's that. But I always look at my art and think, well, if I just say I meant it to be like that, then maybe people will believe me.
It's just my style.
That's it. That's the catchphrase. It's just my style, man.
It's the classic kind of excuse, yeah, in certain cases. You know, when people have, like, totally just drawn people with, like, crazy faces and, like, arms going in all different directions. Like, no, it's my style. You just don't get it. I get that it doesn't look human. That's something I get.
I think that's quite good. I'm going to try that myself. I'll just say, yeah, the reason it looks like I've been holding the pen in a hoof is because that's just the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you know, it's all on purpose. That crazy, wonky arm. Yeah, no, it was meant to... you know, highlight their despair. That's what they do in art lectures, so I'm gonna use it for myself as well.
Yeah, the disturbing art holds a mirror up to life.
Mm-hmm. Life is not beautiful, you know. Speaking though of going back and fixing things, this is kind of a little off topic, even though I had that beautiful segue. I actually spent all of yesterday. This is going to make me sound like I have a really bad problem because I've already restarted my comic once. But I went back and I like fixed up, like, you know, faces that were a bit wonky or frames that just didn't quite work. And yeah, I think that, you know, in a year's time, I probably will have driven myself insane by like going back and tweaking little things.
It sounds like your comic is a kind of Groundhog Day.
It seems like it. Once I hit the, you know, halfway through chapter two, I'll start it all over again.
Don't do it, man. Don't become the George Lucas of comics.
This podcast may have to become an intervention.
Either that, or we'll get to the end of the podcast and you'll say, hang on, I just want to redo it again.
Perpetual.
More fun podcast than what I did yesterday, though. I spent most of yesterday going through my archive and adding tags to all the comics. And then after that, I went through and started adding, making it so that the hover text appeared when you hovered and didn't appear underneath the comic, which is something that's changed in my last redesign, which is incredibly laborious. I did eventually program some script to do it for me. It felt like some... I don't know. It's not the most fun thing to do.
Yeah, I feel your pain. When I made my first website, I didn't know anything about making a website. So I literally, the way I made it was I drew a picture of what I wanted it to look like and then in Photoshop, and then turned all of the buttons into buttons individually. But foolishly, I didn't create like a template page. So I had to go through every single page and set like, you know, all of the next buttons to go next, all the first, last, previous, everything. And then every single Twitter button, it wouldn't let me copy and paste. So I had to write out my Twitter account every time, and DeviantArt and Facebook and everything. And it was just a nightmare.
That sounds like a punishment for some terrible crime.
Yeah, it's like, you know, must do better, written 100 times on a sheet. Yeah. I thankfully, I learned the second time around. All right. What is our first topic then? What shall we entertain our amazing listeners with?
Shall we talk about the Webcomic List Awards?
That sounds like a good idea.
Yes. Good.
So what's just happened is that a few weeks ago we talked about nominations, and these nominations have gone in and they have been counted, and there are actually lists of the finalists for each category, which will be decided upon by learned and esteemed judges.
And me.
And me.
Yeah. So yeah, it's almost like an exclusive interview. We have two judges here. It's like the inside scoop.
I haven't decided on my topic, on my category yet, so I can't give any particular insights away. But is there any particular overall theme people have seen with the nominees that have come in? I guess we should, rather than reading out every single nominee in one big lump, you can read them on the webcomiclistawards.com, I believe.
Yes.
If you want to go straight to the shortlist, it's 2010.thewebcomiclistawards.com.
I think the webcomiclistawards.com just leads straight there anyway. So.
Oh, fair enough.
But yeah, they're all just there at the front page. And I have to say, just looking through them, I have read probably most of them, or at least I've seen them on occasion. And the standard is really high. There's like, they're really, really good, all of these comics that are up there.
Yeah.
So does anybody, like, has anybody seen something they're really happy with, or kind of...
Yeah, there's a few that I'm really happy with, I have to say. I was very pleased to see Red's Planet made it into the best new comic, because I've really enjoyed that this last year. I was delighted to see that that Cleo from Cleopatra in Space made it into the best character, because that's my current favourite webcomic at the moment. So a couple of ones that there are two that I'd sort of hoped for myself, but there's quite a few in there that I'm kind of I'm not familiar with, so I'm quite looking forward to kind of having a wee read through them. And one of the benefits of having this Webcomic List Award is to sort of find great new comics that are out there.
I have to say, I think we're going to get some complaints on the webcomic list again, because last year we got a lot of complaints that Gunner Creek Court was basically in every single category it could be, and again it is. But at the same time, if people are enjoying it, then of course it's going to turn up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it is decided by a group of judges. So, you know, while from nominations, you know, the really popular comics can get in, the ones, you know, the best ones are going to win.
Of course they are, yeah.
So, you know, it's not just like it's a popular vote kind of thing. It's down to a group of judges to decide. So I don't think that Gunner Creek Court will you know, sweep the awards like last year. It won how many? Was it like 4 or 5 last year?
It was a fair amount. I can't remember the exact number.
Yeah. So, I mean, this year it's been nominated in 3. And you know what? Like, Gunnar Quirk, I think it totally deserves those nominations. It's a really good comic.
I have to say I don't read it, so I can't say either way.
Yeah, no, it is a good comic. It is one I read. Well deserved, I'd say, in there.
And you say it's well deserved. I think that's the important thing. We do get people complain that it turns up in lots of nominations, but if it's, like I say, if it's deserving it, then of course it's going to turn up.
Yeah.
If it's popular because it's good, then yeah, it's going to get nominated. So it annoys me sometimes when people basically attack things because they're a success.
Yeah, it's not very fair.
Yeah, especially when the majority of these people who are complaining are making comics of their own. How are they going to feel if they ever became a success and everyone went, oh, well, it's just popular, that's why it gets nominated. Well, it's popular because it's good.
Exactly. And you know what, like, if Gunnar Quirk can sustain that level of quality, like, 2 years in a row for 2 awards ceremonies, then it totally deserves to be in. I don't think there was some talk about having previous winners not be able to be nominated again. But, like, if he can produce that work 2 years running, then, you know, because it's judged, I think that, I'm not obviously involved in the judging process, but I think, you know, it was on the past year's work rather than the comic as a whole.
It is. It's only there for the 2010 awards. It's only for work produced in 2010.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if there was a good body of work produced in 2010, go for it.
Yeah, agreed.
You are listening to the Webcomics Company podcast. Stay tuned for more banter.
Another comic that got quite a few nominations that I love, and I know that I said I wanted it to get in, was Hannah Is Not a Boy's Name.
Oh, yes.
It's just super cool. They got a few. They got, just going to read through it now, Best Color Art, and then 2 nominations in the Best Character category.
Yeah, the only one with 2 nominations in there.
So, you know, good job, creator of Hannah Is Not a Boy's Name. I believe her name is Tessa Stone, but I could be wrong, and that could be really bad. So, anonymous creator, for now, congratulations.
Yeah, definitely. I'll just quickly check who does that, if it's on their website. And my internet is slowing down, so I can't. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
So, for those of you that are judging, then, what sort of criteria are you going to use to be able to assess which one you're going to go with, without obviously giving away the results at this stage? But
I've got Best Gag a Day myself, right, which the nominees are Bug, XKCD, Sinfest, Saturday Morning Breakfast Cereal, and Oglaf, which is, interesting enough, the exact same list of nominees as for Best Writing. That's a little feature there. I'm going to go pretty much on what makes me laugh the most. And it's interesting that Bug definitely is all about jokes, whereas XKCD, Sinfest, and occasionally SMBC, and occasionally Oglaf, are stuff that's about other things as well. So XKCD will often try and make you think, or it's thought to be more of a way of just expressing a large quantity of information in the space, yeah. And then Sinfest has its own character-driven episodes. So, I know it's going to be mostly about what makes me laugh. I'm going to try and the quantity is going to be another thing, because these have Sinfest and Bug come out every day. Oglaf is once a week, and XKCD 3 times a week. Saturday Morning Breakfast Cereal, I think, is every day. So I'm going to think about that as well. It's going to be hard, because they are quite good, but also quite different.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking as well. They're very different. I mean, you know, the likes of Bug and XKCD have a much more minimalist style, although they are daily, like you say, whereas some of the other ones are more, you know, colourful and a bit more involved in the art side of it. You've got quite a challenge ahead of you.
Judging XKCD, I think, is going to be my big deal, because it's so titanic that it almost it create, rather than just a typical Gagaday comic, will create humor, mock some particular aspect of culture, and because as soon as XKCD says something, that is internet culture, and it's so big and so titanic that it's really runs on a different playing field to everybody else, because it defines what sort of the topics is rather than playing off it.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be tricky. I haven't decided yet.
I said it earlier. I don't know if we were recording, so I don't know if it'll be in the show. But I did find it really interesting that all of the best writing nominees are for Gagadays, or like at least very heavily joke oriented comics. Whereas if you look at last year's nominations for best writing, it was Girl Genius, Gonna Creek Court, Questionable Content, and Pictures of You, which I haven't read. But like, I would consider those, I know there's humor in all of them, but I would consider those more story-based comics.
Yeah, predominantly long form as well.
Yeah, I just, it's, that's really interesting, I think. I mean, obviously I'm not saying that, I think, you know, like XKCD and the other nominees for this year are poorly written. Obviously, they're very, very well-written jokes. It's just interesting, I think, to notice the shift, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird trend. I think, you know, personally, when someone says best writing, my mind wouldn't instantly go to jokes, even though comedy is way harder to write, and the results can often be way, way better and way more engaging.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, you know, what's caused this total reversal this year?
Yeah, I mean, I know where you're coming from. You know, it's like, you know, the Booker Prize would never go to, you know, a humor book, you know, I do see where you're coming from. The best writing, you would think it would be maybe more, sort of a lot of long form, kind of something a bit more. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It's just hard because it's, you know, there's no visible trend. It's just kind of a total side swipe.
Yeah.
I so want to sit down and watch the Booker Prize Awards and come up now. And now the short list and the winner is the Bumper Book of Fun.
But it's such a classic.
It is. It's a classic.
I mean, it's not just a book of fun. It's a bumper book.
And that's what makes it so good.
Yeah.
You get more of it. It's more fun.
That's quite a lot of fun.
I'm not sure most people in the Booker Prize could handle that much fun. I think that's the problem.
It's banned from the shortlists because it's caused injury to several judges in the past. that's just one of the kind of trends that I noticed. And one of the other things that I kind of just, you know, noticed a little bit was that all of the, bar one, the nominees for best non-traditional art are the same, except for one. Last year, the three that are the same are Union of Heroes, Dreamland Chronicles, Softer World. And then last year there was Pure and Hidden Truth. But this year there is Romantically Apocalyptic, I think that's it. So I thought that was interesting as well. Do you guys think maybe that's just because, I mean, obviously these comics, the art is fantastic quality in them, but do you think that's maybe helped a little bit that there's not so many non-traditional art comics coming out?
Quite possibly.
Yeah, I would think so, definitely. I would imagine that the investment you'd have to put in to be able to get, you know, some of the 3D art and things up to that standard would probably, you know, take... automatically exclude a lot of new starts going into that, so it might take longer to get the ball rolling to actually get into that category.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that category should be won by My Cardboard Life, but that was ineligible. But I don't know. Although I'm very happy A Softer World is there as well. But I think in terms of doing something different with artists, with comics, I think nothing really comes close to that. But that's just my personal opinion.
Did you say it wasn't eligible?
It wasn't. The artist is a judge.
Right.
Yeah, so I think in that category actually as well. So
that's appropriate at least.
Yeah,
she's judging that category. She actually, the artist is Philippa Rice. For people who don't know who are listening, but she did something really interesting a while back, a couple of weeks ago, that I thought was really cool. Was one of her characters decided that he wasn't going to be in the strip anymore, and he like walked out, and there were links. The first link like linked to a Flickr account, and there was, you know, a picture uploaded of him on her Flickr account of him storming away because, you know, you'd followed him, and the next one led to a YouTube account, and there was a video of him like storming away, and then the next one went to MySpace, and then one went to Facebook, and it led all the way around back to another strip on the site that was him kind of resigning himself to coming back. And
oh wow.
Yeah, it's like, you should check it out. I'll try to get the exact link in the chat, but it's like a really, really good use of online media, and I just thought that I'd mention that since we were talking about it. I thought it was really, really good.
That is brilliant.
Very clever, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Philippa Rice is absolutely petrified of me, because every time I see her at a convention, I act like a giddy fangirl, basically. it's very, very good. But I'm really happy to see A Softer World in there as well, and because I've really enjoyed that this last year, and it's one where I really just want to print it out and put it on my wall, because that's like exactly what I say.
And have you guys ever read Romantically Apocalyptic? You ever had a look at it?
Can't say I have.
It's the art. I'm just having a look at it now, and I had read a bit of it before when it was quite a bit newer, so there wasn't as much stuff, but the art is absolutely gorgeous. And it looks like it's all photography composited together.
Oh, wow.
And it looks really, really great. And I'm just trying to find it. The copyright on their website is for 2011. I'm just trying to see if they're maybe a new comic for this year. Because otherwise, I can't see why they weren't nominated last year as well. Because absolutely gorgeous.
It's epic. The artwork.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Crikey! Does he produce one a year? I mean, these are pretty impressive.
Yeah, it says in the info that it's all essentially 6 years worth of textures and stock photography.
Wow, I can believe it. I can really believe it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really, really great. But yes, sorry. What were we talking about before I did that? The awards.
Yes.
Yes, I apologize. Sorry.
Do you have a question for the team? If so, pose it at www.webcomics.co.
Webcomics Company Podcast.
I've just got a quick question. Out of all of the best comics that they've got up from, which would be your tips?
I'm going to have to look at the list again. Hang on a sec.
The best comic list is Freak Angels, Gonna Click Court, Questionable Content, Red's Planet, and The Meek.
I suppose for me it would probably be Gunnar Creek Court again, only because I haven't had that much experience with the other comics. I've read The Meek, and I think that the artwork is absolutely amazing, but the kind of story it's telling maybe isn't what I generally like to read, so I'd probably go for Gunnar Kirkegaard.
Fair enough.
The Freak Angels is, the art is sublime. It's worth, Freak Angels is the work of about three or four people in total, I think, from Penn. So it's quite, it's more of an industry, professional style application than the others.
Okay,
but I think at some point for about a couple of months this year, it became almost incomprehensible what was going on. And so that's probably questionable content is questionable quite amusing for quite a long period of time. Red's Planet, I love the artwork. I think it's been on hiatus for quite a while. It's just in terms of quantity of stuff coming out. I'm not sure Red Planet is that high. I'm not really big. I don't have read it, so I'd probably go Gunnar Kirkegaard actually. If I were a judge, I would be thinking about it a bit more.
Seven. I just asked because I haven't actually read any of the ones that are in the best comic category.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Red's Planet is new this year. It's also in the best new comic category, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting.
That's quite an achievement. I'll have to give that a look.
Yeah. It's a really good comic. The artwork is amazing on it. I think you're right that he did take a bit of a hiatus. It looks like he has started updating again, though, as of the 7th of January. So hopefully it'll be a sign of things to come, and he'll put quite a lot out this year again. I don't know. I think I have really enjoyed Red's Planet, so I'd probably vote for that one. And the fact it's a new one as well is quite exciting. So, yeah, can't wait to see where it goes next.
Cool.
And what about you, Zoe? What would you kind of go for? Oh, you haven't read any of them.
I haven't read them. I was asking because I was interested, but I haven't actually read them.
So what's got the best name then?
out of the list there? I honestly couldn't tell you.
Overall, the quality of the comic series is just fantastic. And good job, people who are nominating. You picked some good comics.
Yep, good job on making our lives hard for the judges.
What category then are you judging, Zoe?
Best color art and best black and white art.
Oh, cool.
And I have my work cut out for me on those because they are amazing.
Yeah, so how are you going to assess, the comics against each other?
My main way of doing it is not just to have a look and see which one looks best, but who's telling the best story, the best way with the artwork.
Right.
I'm very much of the opinion that it shouldn't just be dialogue pushing the story along. You should be able to tell what's going on without having to read it.
Yeah, yeah.
So anything that's relying too much on dialogue to move the story along rather than or just having the character stand there, say something, move to another location and say something else, that's not really going to cut it. But fortunately, it looks like none of the ones I've had a look at so far are actually doing that. They've got dynamic artwork, and that's really good. So it's basically going to come down to which one I think is doing it best.
Cool.
They're pretty good categories to have to judge, because you basically get to look at things that people think are pretty and then decide which is the prettiest.
Yep. It's the webcomic equivalent of Miss World.
and you don't even have to ask them if they want world peace or not. So,
To be honest, I don't think they should be asking them that anyway, because anyone who says no is stupid.
I agree. Good assessment there. Maybe they should think of another answer for their greatest wish. I think that's the kind of cliche. What's your greatest wish? World peace and no more hunger, etc. That was my amazing impression of a Miss World contestant there. You're all very welcome.
I'd clap, but I'm holding the microphone in one hand and the cat in the other.
So yeah, does anyone else have anything to say about the awards before we kind of wrap up this topic, maybe?
Does anyone know when the final announcements are for the awards?
They're on the 31st of January.
There we go. So everyone should have a look for the 31st of January to see who won.
Yeah, and it's really cool. Last year, they're doing it this year as well. They had an illustrated ceremony.
Yeah.
So I think, did you, Luke, other Luke and Zoe, did you guys... Yeah, did you guys draw ones last year, or is that my imagination?
I did,
yeah.
Are you drawing one again this year?
I should be, yeah. It's going to be fun.
I'm drawing at least one. I may be doing two if people drop out, but I'm definitely doing one. I think this year I'm drawing Best Comic.
Ooh. Big leagues.
Yeah, so it's like, look at the comparison between what won and what I've done.
I've seen it. What has happened is they've asked for on the board for people to draw ceremonies, and people have taken up most of it, but not the best art ones. I think people think, oh, I don't want me to draw it, and then have to people immediately compare it to something and, well, the best in the field. So yeah, anybody wants to volunteer, the webcomiclist.com/forums.
I patently avoid best art and the best colour and best black and white art because I'm judging them, so I didn't want to be looking like I was undue influence, but mainly because I don't want my artwork compared to theirs.
Yeah. I'm going to draw best new because I think that's my favourite award, I think, so nice to find some new things.
Cool.
I think that is generally the most fun award every year. So you just get to, you know, see what's coming up. I loved last year, sorry for bringing this up topic again, but there was a comic nominated last year called Orbit, which sadly is finished. I loved that comic.
It lost out to Moontown, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drew that award. That's how I remember that one. I actually drew three awards. They were the same joke, and then the final frame was different on each one, so that I could just send them over and say, okay, whichever one you announce, use the right strip. It seemed the best way of getting it in on time.
Mm. But yeah, it was good. I really liked that comic. Just I think he stopped doing it. He started a different comic, so there's no use in plugging it. But if you really want to find it, I'm sure if you just Google Orbit Comic, it will be apparent to you.
That was the one with the planets, wasn't it?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, I liked that one.
It was really good. Do you guys want to talk more about the awards? Does anyone have kind of stuff to say about them?
I think I said all I can say.
Yep, same
here. Yep.
And on that note, shall we say goodbye, everyone?
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Webcomics Company podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Webcomics Company podcast. See you in 2 weeks' time.
It's going to be a long podcast.
It's all right. I'll cut out some of the bits from the start where we were saying hello and getting sorted. And I'll put this bit as the outro during the music, and it'll be about an hour and 10 minutes.
If it got to be like really long, I suppose you could always do the little bonus episode thing that you did before if there was a convenient bit that could be broken off. But
actually, that would be a good idea.
I mean, just like if it was convenient, you know, it might not be appropriate when you hear it back. I don't know.
Like I said, I'll have a listen to it and I'll see what I can do. And cool. Maybe we'll get two episodes.
One thing we could do is if we talk about two distinct topics in a week, we could chop it into two episodes and put one out a week.
I like your thinking. That's
That's a very good idea, actually.
And then we could do two, because I think a half hour episode is sort of a commute as well.
Yeah.
It's easier to listen to. I know.
Although saying that, my commute is 2.5 hours, so long episodes are amazing. Yeah.
How does that work?
I get up at 6 in the morning, and then I go to bed very late. I have to get one bus into the city centre and then another bus out to the other side of the city centre.
And you managed to do a cartoon and a comic at the same time.
Not very well. my update schedule is god.
I suppose you could sketch it on the bus.
I could. Well, I've been trying to script stuff on the bus, but I usually just end up listening to podcasts.
I don't have time to listen to podcasts on my commute. I get up, I get dressed, and I walk across the landing, and then my office is there.
I'm so jealous of you right now.